It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Week two, damn already.
Week two already.
College football already. Yep. Which is crazy, man. But we always talk about it. It goes by fast as hell.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, man.
You gotta enjoy the moment. Be in it. Now I know. Maybe does it help or does it make it go faster to just be furious the whole time?
You can't be furious the whole time.
And again, look. The hard part about the schedule is that you spend so much time leading into week one, right? I mean, so much energy and effort and conversation. I listened to the College Game Day podcast, and Pete Thamel has a thing that he says about college football that I think applies across the board. But he says, we spend so much time talking about stuff that then we kind of start to agree on certain things, and then we treat them as fact.
Yes.
Even though they haven't happened yet.
Correct.
And I think that's definitely something that happened with the Falcons before week one.
Yes.
Because we didn't see anything. We literally didn't see anything from the team that was actually going to play, because that's the way that they treat the preseason. But because there's so many hours spent discussing it and dissecting it and the content creating and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like, we got to week one, like, dang, this, I don't know. This might be the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't. And there's a variety of reasons for that. But again, like, I don't know. I know, and I'm not sitting here, same stance as yesterday. If you're furious about it, be furious about it. I will say this. One of the things that is an old adage in the NFL is the biggest improvement that happens is from week one to week two.
Exactly. And I think a lot of it, because there is no preseason and everything, you have this assumption, because – we don't know because we didn't see it. And I'm talking about primarily here the Falcons, but you look around the league, it was rushed everywhere. Last night, the preseason game, it was rusted because the Jets didn't play anybody. And I know everybody was gone. Everybody was gone for the 49ers, but you know what they had? They had their core players that don't matter if they're away. We know what Trent's going to bring. We know what even though I had a rough day because he ain't practicing all those things.
He was rusty because of the same reasons all these guys
were. Is there.
Well, I also think it's different with teams like that.
They're better than Jets.
They're better than everybody.
Yeah, better than everybody.
These guys have played a million games together.
Yes.
Like, this core, like you're talking about, the core of San Francisco 49ers, like when you have the left tackle there and you have Debo there and Purdy now, because Purdy just very much is the orchestrator of that offense. Obviously, Shanahan being the guy that calls the plays. So when you find out before the game that Christian McCaffrey's not going to go and Jordan Mason is going to play, and we'll talk about all the aftermath of that later, because I think it's really unfortunate for him to have to deal with any of that after going for 150 on Monday Night Football. All he should be is celebrated for what he did last night. But that's why a guy like him can slot into that offense and have a game like that, because they're tested. they're built like that, and they've proven it year after year after year. Jets aren't. They haven't played together. They played four snaps together last year with Aaron Rodgers, and then he busted his Achilles.
Yeah.
Now he played, I mean, silver lining of last night, he played the whole game.
He played.
And he looked all right. He looked rusty.
That touchdown throw Lazard, like, air.
Yeah. And there was a couple throws.
Ooh, there that is.
Him and Garrett Wilson, probably by October, are going to be a real
need
duo.
Somebody else. They need Mike Williams to come along.
Yes, they do.
They need another receiver to come along.
They need some other help. But yeah,
some of them throws last night, like, ooh.
Like, oh, he still got it.
Oh, yeah, there he go. Yeah, but I mean, when you look here, and I know the big thing, I know Rob was basically saying that, you know, he's healthy enough to play. Kirk Cousins is medically cleared to play football.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? And
otherwise, he wouldn't be.
Otherwise, he would not be playing, and he would tell you that. And I still think it's the process of coming back from Achilles. But I tweeted it out. He's rushed as hell. He really is. He has not played football, and he has not played football with this group in an actual live game. And then when your first game together on a football field, you play that team. You know what I mean? You play that team with that guy. And I had this expression. I ain't watching no damn film. I can see it. But I wanted to go back and look at some things this morning, because I was up so early. I was like, let me just look at some stuff, man. And I go back to, you know, whose fault is what and everything. And I'm like, oh, damn, the Steelers were after their ass, you know? And then you're like, well, the Steelers, I mean, the offense for the Falcons couldn't get right. They couldn't get right because the damn Steelers. You know, and so, I mean, you look at what they did, there was no creativity. I still go by that. There was no creativity offensively at all for the Falcons because the Steelers wouldn't let them. I mean, Kirk didn't have time to set his feet. Now, this pistol thing, they didn't just put it in last week. You know what I mean? This was something
we had heard about it and even seen it in training.
This is the spring thing when Kurt got here.
Yeah.
And that
I didn't know they were going to do it that much.
I didn't know that much, but this is what they want to do because of everybody thought, well, it's the Rams guy, so they want to do what the Rams do. Matthew Stafford could play in the pistol because he has. Kirk Cousins ain't played in the pistol consistently. Mm-mm. And this is something that if they're going to still do this, even after game one, they got to make adjustments off of it, all right? But I gave 65% of the debacle offensively for the Falcons was the Steelers. I just did because I'm like, you kept looking at it. It's like they dominated the line of scrimmage the whole game on both sides. I know that the defense played well and they flew around and everything.
Their offensive line was going forward.
Yeah. Exactly.
They did a nice job.
They did a pretty good job.
With a pretty like depleted offensive line between injuries and guys that hadn't played well.
The Steelers won both lines of scrimmage. Yep. I do believe that. Now, we can talk, defense didn't give up no touchdown, which is great.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get the ball back enough for their offense. And the offense couldn't do nothing
especially in the second half. The Steelers were able to get that third down when they needed it to keep the clock rolling and keep the Falcons offense off the field. Not that the Falcons offense was doing anything. But obviously that was part of the ball
to have a rhythm.
Yeah.
You got to keep the possessions long to have a rhythm. And so then you look at that, offensive line was horrible. Okay. I thought Zach Robinson was horrible because he didn't adjust to what he had to do to give himself and give his quarterback more time. And then I'm putting it on Kurt. Because Kurt didn't play well. Now, I believe that Kurt didn't play well a lot because of rust, because he hasn't played football in long. He's still working on the leg. They've still got him in this pistol and all. And it's one thing to have these reps in practice. It is. But the game is so much faster, and everything happens fast. I do believe Kirk Cousins is a much better player than he played on Sunday. He's going to have to work his way to that right now because that rust, I don't know if you're going to knock it off in week one. Because it's one thing to not have the preseason and everything, but you're going through these growing pains with this offense in real damn time.
Right.
Now, you're going up against collectively, you're going to play a better football team.
You are. In their house.
In their house.
Yeah.
And if your offense is playing the way they played on Sunday, they're going to get blown the hell out.
Yeah. And then the week after that, you play the best team in football.
Yes, they're going to get – that's what I'm saying. This offense – ain't nothing compared to what they just played.
Right.
They're going to
Score some touchdowns.
They're going to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
And if their offense, the Falcons, plays the way they played, they're going to get blown the hell out in Philadelphia.
No, absolutely. And that's the scary part of it.
Yes.
Because when you looked at the early part of the schedule, I mean, 2-2 seemed reasonable as you're sort of projecting ahead like that in little four-game chunks.
Yes.
But the two you were worried about were this one and the next one.
Yes.
Like the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football in their building and then the defending Super Bowl champions in yours on Sunday night. Like those were the ones that you were like, all right, maybe if we can sneak one of those, who knows? Maybe we could be 3-1.
Right.
No one was assuming you were going to beat the Steelers, but you were thinking you could.
And the reason people kept saying they could because of the Steelers quarterback situation.
Yeah. And just offense in general.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying. And I mean, you were like, well, they got these dudes over on the other side
on defense that will just ruin your day.
That are elite.
Yeah, and they did.
And they will have a say in this.
Yeah. No, and that's why, and again, like it's nobody wants to do this because you spend 6 months getting ready for those 60 minutes, and then you want those 60 minutes to sort of live up to the hype of 6 months, but that's not the way that it goes.
No.
It's just one.
Yeah.
It's one, and then we have to assess what happens this coming Monday. And here's the thing. Like if a lot of you're talking about looks the same Monday, they're going to get beat by a lot.
They're going to get blown out.
If they do that again against Kansas City, they're going to get beat by a lot in that game. I like your assessment. It makes me feel a little bit better. If you're just wondering why it looks so bad, if it's 65% T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith and that Steelers defense being ridiculous, all right. Dude, well, you're not going to play those guys again.
Dude, they dominated.
Yeah, they did.
They dominated. Did. Now, with the fact, would have been different if they had preseason reps and all that. I don't know. I really don't. I don't.
It wouldn't have hurt. Unless somebody got hurt,
which is why
they don't do it.
But the Steelers' defense dominated that damn game up front, and it was not even – that's just my thought process. You can go back and watch it, and you might have a different opinion of mine. But I think week one, new offense, weapons, all these different things. A quarterback that has not played in all that time coming off of an Achilles in week one going against them. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's a recipe for a crap sandwich.
It's kind of the same what happened last night's game.
Yeah.
You got an offense that hasn't been together. Didn't play at all in the preseason.
Strikingly similar performances between the Jets and the Falcons.
Didn't play in the preseason. Yeah. And then you go against them Hosses on that offense, on that defense.
Who played together a lot.
Who played together a lot.
Yep.
It happens.
Yep. It happens. Just can't happen again.
No.
It starts happening again. Again.
This thing got to get fixed right now.
Chalk it up, I guess.
I'm telling you. If they play offensively like this, they're going to get blown out in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.